This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort across the country. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now for hour number two is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, you know, Kyle, we just talked about Judge Breyer and the president leaving that up to the judge, and that's fine. That's a good thing. It should be that way. But here's something else we need to talk about, and that's the continued just absolute asinine governing of the state of Michigan. Because amid the Michigan coronavirus case spike, which I wonder why they're getting that. Could it be because they have been locked down for so long?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
Governor Whitmer has now urged the suspension of in-person high school classes.
That's right. And the suspension of youth sports.
Yep.
And also, she doesn't want people to dine in any longer for the time being at restaurants right now.
Makes no sense to me.
Well, from what I hear, they're having, of course, according to the numbers, they've got more cases, and it looks like the variant has some play in this as well. But here we go again. This is something that doesn't seem to have worked, and taking the sports away from the kids again, when it likely can be done very safely, it seems like it's going to do more harm than good.
We now have a half dozen states that are rapidly approaching the herd immunity status. One of them's already there, and that's Alaska. The next two, depending on which it comes, two or three and two or whatever, it's going to be Florida and Texas. And it's because of the fact that they didn't shut totally down. And, oh, by the way, they went after the proper vaccination procedure to begin with. They went after the seniors where the problem was and got the vaccinations out to them, plus got them taken care of to begin with, which solved the huge problem of the massive spread to begin with.
Well, right, exactly. But I think what we're going to be hearing more about, especially because of what's going on in Michigan right now, they're talking about the UK variant. Then there's the Brazil variant. There's even a California variant. And so I think they're going to be capitalizing on that, so to speak, for some more of these shutdowns or lockdowns or stop this or stop that. But you're right. Here we are, more than a year now after the original 2 weeks to slow the spread, and we're still trying the same old thing, it seems like.
But so far, the situation is such that we are doing much better than everybody thought, and it's because the states that did not do the lockdown and did not do the mandatory mask requirements and all that are much better off than the other states.
Well, right, and I think in time, with a more perspective on it, I hate to say years from now, they will be able to see that much more clearly. It won't be so divisive or polarizing.
They won't see it because the Democrats don't want it. Now, something else happened in Michigan. The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, made up of 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans, and 5 Independents, deemed the Pledge of Allegiance as too divisive for their meeting, so they dropped it.
Wow. Well, I mean, that really says a lot, doesn't it, unfortunately? I can't imagine that. Again, or don't fly the flag because the flag could offend somebody. You know, it's that kind of thing. And it sounds like it makes, like, a lot of sense or something from these people, but it doesn't. The Pledge of Allegiance is a uniting factor for our nation. And if that's the dividing factor,
yep.
Captain, my goodness, we're in trouble.
Yep, and we had a situation in Texas with the national anthem that was actually legislation that was passed in Texas for the national anthem because somebody wanted to stop the national anthem from being played. They said, okay, we know how to fix this. We'll just pass legislation that says you have to play it.
Well, right, exactly right. And again, see, these are points of attack that are really significant.
But you can fight back. But you can fight back.
Well, of course, exactly. But I think the reason that they attack at those points, the pledge, the national anthem, and so forth, again, is to get this thing going, oh, no, America's bad. Everything America's ever done is bad. And anything that represents America, guess what, is bad. And if you're for it, then you're bad. It's that kind of logic. But it's a more of a intimidation or gang mentality than it is any kind of thoughtful dissertation about American history or any of these kinds of things.
Yeah. By the way, when you talk about the fighting back, we're going to have a story when we come back from the break about somebody that is fighting back, and it's Matt Gaetz. And, boy, I'm telling you, I would not want to be in his shoes right now. They're all coming at him. Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. It's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. And Joe, what do you say to that?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Nutser Guy. I think I will hang it on my telephone, Kyle Warren. You know, folks, there's gold waiting in that there windshield. You got at least $100 worth of it, because if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. If you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas, they will come to you. Auto Glass America will simply come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield, a lifetime warranty too, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain, sent you. The phone number is 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
America.
Oops, caught you on the burp there.
Yeah. How about one more time? Auto Glass America.
All right, if you insist. Okay. I wish that I didn't have to report about things like this, but right now, the House Ethics Committee has joined the DOJ in the probe of Congressman Matt Gaetz on the sex trafficking allegations. Now, this is not getting better. This is getting a little bit worse. And Matt Gaetz's spokesman yesterday issued a fiery statement saying that he was going to fight back. He is going to be speaking at some sort of women's conference somewhere in the next few days. I don't really know what to say about this. I don't know a lot about it. I just know that Pensacola, the area where all of this supposedly happened, is one of those very strange places when it comes to politics, because a lot of things have happened there that have been kind of screwy in the past on both sides of the aisle.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, as the this House probe looks into this, there's a couple of things that they can do. They can recommend a reprimand, a censure, or even expulsion. But for expulsion, they would need a two-thirds vote of the House in order to do that. But evidently, they can also make criminal referrals. So stay tuned. I mean, as you said, this isn't getting better. It seems to be getting a lot worse.
Yeah, and somewhere along the line, and he's denying everything. He's saying it just didn't happen. So we'll wait. We'll see. Again, it is what it is. Now, folks, we had a music legend in certain circumstances, DMX, and he died of a heart attack at age 50. But do you remember the Fast and Furious movies, Kyle?
Yeah, yeah.
He was in a number of them. This is kind of what he sounded like when he did his rap.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids. And when something more constructive with the time and bids, I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some flies, so I split.
All right, that's called Slippin', and I just played a little bit of it there. And it's a video, Kyle, and of all things, he's in the back of an ambulance ODing.
Oh, wow, wow.
And that's what he died. That's what he reportedly died of.
Well, right. They say that he suffered a heart attack.
As a result of drugs.
Yeah, and he had gone in, he was in a coma and this kind of thing. And 50 years old is way, way, way too young. Obviously.
However, there was a rumor that circulated. Don't know if it's true or not, and it's strictly a rumor. I'm not going to put it out there. But there was a rumor that circulated, which so far is just strictly a rumor. Nobody's been able to prove it, so be careful what you wish for before you go repeating that stuff out on the Internet or anywhere else you'll be made a damn fool out of. We're just going to tell what the official statement is so far, that he died of a heart attack. Okay, Kyle, are you ready for this one?
Absolutely.
We talked about this before anybody else did, and now all of a sudden all the networks have picked up on it and they're running with it. Like as if, oh, breaking news, and we talked about it 3 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
Violent crime is skyrocketing in the Democratic-run city of Portland, Oregon. They're spending $6 million to try to curtail the violence, and they spent $1.4 million on hiring park rangers who are unarmed. But are they really unarmed, Kyle? What are they carrying with them for self-defense?
Well, let me guess. Would it be like a stick or something? Or
No, it's pepper spray.
Pepper spray. Okay.
That's going to really help you when somebody pulls a gun and shoots at you.
Well, no kidding. Because
these people are going to be going to the scene of violent crime.
Yes. And don't you think, Captain, it's derelict to send somebody into a situation like that where they can't defend themselves, especially if they're the ones who are supposed to be in authority?
It's irresponsible on the part of government, number one, the mayor of Portland, number two. He was singing the praises of how great this was going to be, that they could defuse the situation completely or sooner and faster than police officers who would be there and be armed, and that would only instigate and antagonize and this, that, and the other. No, it's not. It doesn't matter who you send to some of these situations. These people are just going to, well, as they use their term, they're just going to put a cap in you simply because you showed up.
Yeah, this is very, very concerning. We're talking about real people, and, can't see how this ends well. And, of course, Captain...
It's not going to. There's going to be more people dead as a result of this, and they're going to be the people showing up to try to help.
That's exactly right. And they've, as you said, they're bringing in the park rangers, but they're not funding at all any new funding for the actual police officers.
No.
Right. And park rangers are great people. I love meeting them when I go to the national parks as well. But I got to tell you, we shouldn't put them into that kind of position. That seems to be absolutely crazy.
And what city is losing more police faster than any other city in the country?
Well, I want to say Seattle.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland is, okay.
Portland's number one. Seattle's number two. Portland is number one. Yep.
Well,
so tell me this makes any kind of sense.
Well, no, but what it does is it says it's like ringing the dinner bell or something, you know, for the criminals that the message is they're winning. They're going to be able to do whatever they want to do. And this is completely out of the ordinary. But again, sometimes you have like this virtue signaling going on. Look, we're bringing in unarmed people to go defuse the situation. But it's only for political reasons, not for practical reasons.
Now, do you remember Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's the father of Rand Paul.
He coined the slogan, audit the Fed.
Yes, I remember.
And while I appreciate the sentiment, I think it misses the main point. I'm not so much worried that the Fed is lying about what's on its balance sheet. I'm more worried about that it's telling the truth about it. I'm concerned about what we need to do now, because case in point is the Fed just recently released its audited financials, and they show a massive expansion in size, growing 130% in just 1 year. They have tentacles in just about everything, not just financing our federal deficit, but even making massive investments in commercial and residential real estate loans. That's right, trillions. Trillions in newly created dollars have been thrown into real estate markets through mortgage-backed securities. What could possibly go wrong? Well, gosh, Kyle, how about the memory of 2008-2009? Is that already gone? What happened to mortgages then?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah,
people got houses that never should have gotten them because they couldn't afford them.
That's true.
And we really, folks, need a renewal of fiscal responsible voices in Washington and in Congress and at the state capitals who are going to work to keep the Fed accountable and keep our budgets in line. Now, I live in a state where they have to balance the budget. That's really a good thing. But there's many states out there, they wouldn't know what a balanced budget was if it stood up and bit them in the you-know-what.
Right. Right. Well, part of this, too, Captain, is that it makes everything – that makes the involvement of the federal government so big that it can never be unwound, you know. And unfortunately, as you said, we come along, we have another crisis like we saw not all that long ago. It becomes a huge problem.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that this administration can do anything about it, because all they're doing is just – Adding more, growing the size of government, adding more, printing money that we don't have. We're not borrowing any of this money, Kyle. We are not borrowing this money. We're printing it.
We're printing it. And then, even on top of that, now we're going to raise taxes. On companies. But again, don't worry, because Jen Psaki told us that the president understands that the American people are smart and that companies aren't going to raise prices if their taxes go up.
And it's Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink Jen Psaki, right?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And oh, by the way, did you know that the Biden gun control move has now sparked a major backlash across over 30 states? We'll tell you about it when we come back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Ethics Committee is opening a bipartisan investigation into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. The Florida Republican is also being investigated by the Justice Department over allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and paid for her travel out of state. If so, he would be breaking sex trafficking laws. Gates denies any wrongdoing, and he refuses calls to resign. A prayer vigil held in Bryan, Texas after the deadly shooting at a warehouse on Thursday. The suspect has been identified as 27-year-old Larry Bolin. He's an employee at Kentmore Cabinets where the shooting happened. Police say the suspect has been charged with murder and 5 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Versatile pistol accessory.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are, and you're about to hear a Ron Edwards notebook, an Edwards notebook for the weekend show of the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition. Brought to you, of course, by our friends at Relief Factor. We'll get to all that in a minute. But right now, how about if we hear from Ron Edwards?
I have tried until I've tried out trying to name societal problems that were actually improved by Democrats. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When one reviews history or takes a look at current problems besetting our republic with an unbiased attitude and wants them to be actually solved, they must logically conclude that in order to improve things, there must first be a real desire to solve the issues. For example, if our liberties and unalienable rights are to be more secure, then we as individuals, families, and the nation overall must adopt and adhere to a high moral code. Good moral standards and principles indirectly enhance our standard of living. Unfortunately, for over 70 years, many Americans have been fooled into believing that liberty is getting away with burning cities or placing human trafficking ads on certain social media outlets. Most Democrat and Rhino politicians encourage Americans to accept immorality as freedom, while at the same time whittling away our unalienable rights. The time has come for we the people to say no to so-called solutions brought forth by Democrats and rhinos. If not, we will no longer live in the land of the free and home of the brave. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards Edwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And like you've heard me tell you 1,000 times, if not more, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan every day, twice a day. And I take it when I get up, and then I take it around midnight at night when I'm going to do my radio show, because I have to sit for a long period of time. And the ingredients in it are what really works for me. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It goes right straight to the source of pain, right at the source, and will lower or eliminate the pain you're in, too. It's 100% drug-free. That's what I love about it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. Also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, while it supports healthy joints and muscles too. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, is it tax deductible? Well, you bet it is. It's a vitamin. It's a supplement, just like the vitamins you buy. Now, it gets it all going if you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, get the $19.95 3-week quick start, see what it'll do for you. It works for me. It's worked for tens of thousands of other people. Relieffactor.com/captain. There you go. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. So, Matt Gaetz is going to fight back. The rapper DMX has unfortunately passed away. Portland, Oregon, the situation there is in worse shape than it was before with the solution they've come up with. And now we talk about gun control. Now, the Biden gun control has moved to spark backlash from over 20 state attorney generals and over 30 state governors. And legal action, I'm being told, may be forthcoming from them. Now, there's a couple of things they can do here. Number one is they can use the 10th Amendment and nullify and adhere to states' rights when it comes to firearms, correct?
Right, right.
And number two is to sue the government to try to get them to stop altogether. I'm not sure what the chances are that that would happen, but they would be suing on the basis of the fact that they'd be losing their rights under the Second Amendment.
Exactly, yes.
So what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I think this is a big move by the Biden administration people to go out there and put this all into the mix, you know, trying to make it look, we're making these bold things. We're talking about ghost guns, and those sound scary, and these kinds of things. But in reality, having a lot of these, you know, falsehoods, basically, about gun shows, in fact, I think the White House press secretary was pressed by a reporter in the briefing room about, the president's talked about you could go to a gun show and buy anything you want, no background check. And she really had to be kind of evasive on that response because, again...
You mean she didn't tell the truth and say there are background checks?
Right. Well, she tried to clarify the president's position, but it was obvious.
But he lied.
Well, exactly. And so she could have said, well, he was wrong, but she's not going to say that at all. But again, if you go out there and you say, look at these gun shows, they have no background check. And everybody goes, oh my goodness, we got to do something about that. And they all kind of get on, you know, that's designed to get people on the Biden bandwagon. But they've gone out, they've done this big move. And I don't know that, you know, they think that they can, again, get it done legislatively. But the states are going to react to this because, again, if an executive order comes down that they know is based on these falsehoods, basically, yeah, they have every right to push back on that.
Yeah, and again, folks, it's an outright lie for anybody to tell you there are not gun checks done, background checks done at a gun show. There are. And by the way, in many states, at many gun shows, you can also not walk around outside the gun show and try to sell a gun mono, private person to private person, like you can in some areas, because most of the gun shows that I know of down here ban that.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But again, the whole idea is to create a feeling that guns are out of control, It's not crime that's out of control. It's these guns that are out of control. It's not bad guys out of control. It's somehow law-abiding gun owners that are making all this happen, and we've got to really put a stop to this. And they do that with everything. They'll do that on climate change. They'll do that on gun control. They'll do it on taxes. They're doing it on COVID-19. The entire thing is always a crisis. But yet, one of the biggest crises we're facing right now, they actually created themselves at the border.
Yeah. Now, there's a big push coming from the progressive Democrats about a border, about the bloated proposed Pentagon budget. They're slamming Joe Biden for the big budget that's there for the Pentagon, wanting him to cut back on it, which he did announce that he is backing off on the budget, not by a lot, but by some. So they'll take some of that money because they want to, of course, use it for their social agenda.
Well, sure, yeah, they want to funnel as much money into that as possible. And of course, all this is going to be coupled with the idea of raising the corporate tax rate, of somehow only taxing people who make over $400,000. We know that that's going to be a total joke. Unfortunately, yeah, they want to get their way, and they'll do it in any way they can. But at the same time, what we need to be worried about, too, is what's really happening in geopolitically. What is Russia really going to do with Ukraine? What is China really going to do about Taiwan or even Hong Kong? And do we need to appear weak, like we're not going to continue to modernize our military in the midst of all that?
Now, there's a report that surfaced about new findings now showing that a Biden assistant DOJ nominee, assistant Secretary of Department of Justice, organized a conference to champion cop killers. What's that all about?
You know, I'm learning a little bit about that, but again, the idea on its face is repulsive.
Well, of course it is, but she organized a conference.
Yes.
To do just that.
Well, and part of this, too, is that for some reason, we seem to be getting more and more of these kind of kooky people in the Biden administration that seem like they believe that they belong there, or this is just normal to have these kinds of very radical ideas as part of the administration.
By the way, the New York Times finally broke its silence on the 60 Minutes debacle, and they downplayed the CBS report.
Yes, well, of course.
Without disagreeing with it, they just downplayed it.
Well, of course, and that was a hit journalism piece. And again, yeah. I think it's because, Captain, they see Governor DeSantis as a real possibility of someone who could run for president.
That's right.
Now, he's getting the treatment.
Yeah, now here's the other thing, the last story here I've got. General Electric is now developing a COVID-19 sensor, which would be inserted on your mobile phone to detect virus particles for COVID-19.
Yes, exactly. We understand it's a microchip. It's a little smaller than a dime and so forth. And, yes, it would allow your phone to be able to tell you if it's detecting COVID-19 nearby. So I'm wondering what the larger application of that may be. I mean, you would want to be able to, if you could actually scan for that kind of stuff, you'd want to be able to monitor it in public places, not just individually.
And to the podcasters that are out there listening to me, be very careful about what it is you say. You never know who's listening. A podcaster received a police visit over an alleged threat that he made to AOC. Oh boy, be careful what you say. We'll be right back. Truckers Highway Bible Report.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's what it's all about. Donna Fiducia knows that, and we know that. And now you know that, too, up there in Charleston, Georgia, doing her thing at the Double D Ranch just up the road a tad bit from the big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big military base there, and a big hooah out there to everybody at that military base. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and oh, by the way, don't forget that you can join the Drivers Club, get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy, RVers, they got an RV club too. You can do the same thing. And you can also get a fuel card and save money on your fuel. The more you buy, the less it costs. Okay, Stevie Ray Vaughan night. Here we go. A little pride and joy.
Guitar Stevie Ray Vaughan. I'll tell you what, he could really play, Kyle.
Yeah, he really can, and it's hard to do that style and really keep the energy up, and obviously he's no problem with that.
Yep, he was a good old boy and knew what he was doing, and sadly missed when he went way before his time, too. I think he was another one that OD'd on drugs.
I have to try to remember that. Yes, we can find out, but I think you might be right, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, here we go. We still got this big problem with the weather. I'm going to just take a look at the weather in the south real quick and then turn it over to Kyle. But from East Texas on I-20 around Tyler all the way across Louisiana into Mississippi through Jackson over into the western part of Alabama, we definitely have got a line of severe thunderstorms. Some straight-line winds have been reported 70 miles an hour in these storms. We have severe storm watches and tornado watches all the way down along I-10 from about Hammond, Louisiana, all the way across now to about Nabari, Florida on I-10. So be advised. Plus, we've got some rough weather out there in the Gulf. If you're off Pensacola, Mobile Bay out there in the Gulf of Mexico, it's getting really rough out there with the storms that are floating around out there. So, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. If you're up on I-90 tonight near Seattle, Washington, the Snoqualmie Pass, you're going to have some difficult times of it, we understand, according to the current weather reports there. So be very, very careful. We have a winter weather advisory covering most of the state of Washington going up to the Canadian border in that area just outside Seattle. Also, freeze watch near Medford, Grants Pass, southern Oregon. And also, Captain, we've got a lot of wind on the map tonight. We've got a lake wind advisory near Reno, Carson City. We also have a wind advisory. This is going to be up in Montana, Butte, Missoula. This, of course, coming across I-90. Also down in Idaho, Pocatello, Idaho Falls, all the way through Boise. You've got wind on the map tonight. You've also got high wind watch in northern Wyoming. If you're coming down I-25, that is. So be careful there. Also, fire weather warning in the northwest corner of Colorado and in the southeast corner of Colorado tonight as well, Captain.
Well, that's Fort Collins up there in the northwest. If you're headed up towards Wyoming, you're going to be in some very dry timber. And again, I've got to let you know that anybody traveling across I-20 coming out of Dallas going east, about the time you get to Tyler, and by the way, there is a tornado watch right now for eastern Texas, south of I-10 right now, or south of I-20 right now, but north of I-10, up north of Houston, right along the Louisiana line. And there's this big line of flooding and heavy rain. We've had reports of 4 to 5 inches of rain in many of these areas in a short period of time. Right now, it's getting really bad as far as the weather goes with the rain and the wind over in Mississippi.
especially coming through Jackson. And then we've got all these severe weather watches down along I-10 all the way over into Navarre, Florida, including Mobile Bay. It looks like as if Mobile Bay, they have a warning there right now for a severe thunderstorm with possible rotation coming in from the Gulf. But we'll have to wait and see. And that line of storms goes right up into the upper part of Alabama, and it's all moving to the east. So anybody that's in those areas, especially coming along I-20, I-10 tonight, that live in those areas, turn on your weather radio, leave your weather radio on, leave your TV on, your radio, something, your cell phone, so if you get a warning, you can hear it and get the hell out of the house in time, right?
That's exactly right, yeah. Having a multi-approach to that is the best thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them all on.
Yeah, and the best thing about it is the cell phones are good, and this is when they really get good, is when you have the severe weather alert that comes through the phones.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yep, because you might not even know that it's on your phone, but when they want to ping you and there's bad weather coming, they can ping every phone that's on a tower.
That's right. It'll make a god-awful noise. It'll hopefully get your attention.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and now joining us from the towers that be up on the highest point in Pasco County, I do believe, is Denise Simon. Good morning.
Pinellas County.
Oh, you're in Pinellas? I thought you were in Pasco. Well, you can see what? You can see what? Three counties up there?
Almost, yeah.
Okay, good. You can almost wave to Orlando for us.
Okay.
Okay, GOP governors are deriding Biden's gun control push. Some 20 governors in as many as 30 states now, because politicians in 31 states are going to push back, fight back against Biden's gun control, possibly nullifying it using the 10th Amendment and what they can do through nullification. What have you heard?
Yeah, some of them are considering making them states a sanctuary state on
yep.
the federal gun policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did that in New York State in one county up there somewhere north of Albany. They made it a sanctuary county.
Well, counties have been doing that for a while across the country. Not a lot, but, I mean, some have been doing it. But from a state standpoint, that's a little different mission, and I'm fine with it. You know, it's states' rights. You know, we have a
exactly.
federalist system of government.
Exactly, and maybe there'll be some more states that'll jump on board, because we're told as many as 31 states are joining together. 20 attorney generals are talking about suing the federal government on top of that to try to rescind the order stating the violation of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. But then again, we know that constitutional amendments really don't mean much, according to Slow Joe, right?
Pretty much.
All right, hold that thought. And by the way, you can change a constitutional amendment if you don't like it, but the problem is it takes two-thirds of the Congress to do it, or two-thirds of the states to do it in conjunction with the Congress. Take your pick, whichever one you want. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.